Today marks the 20th anniversary of the opening ceremony of the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games. The Games were called the best Games ever by then IOC President Juan Antonio Samaranch. As a whole, they were also estimated to have brought about a GDP uplift of between $6 to $7 billion Australian dollars, creating over 100,000 new jobs and boosted the number of tourists by approximately 1.6 million per year for at least the next decade. The question remains, however, is Australia still feeling the impacts today? Joining us to talk about that is Emeritus Professor of Cultural Research at Western Sydney University, David Rowe. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Sammy.
How did the predictions for Australia's hosting the Olympic Games compare to what actually happened?
Well, if you're talking about economics, I think almost certainly nowhere near those figures that presented as estimates. It's a very intricate art, the question of the actual cost of a sports mega event and the benefits thereof. And there's some dispute between economists, as you'd expect. But on the whole, I would say that if there was any kind of economic benefit, it was modest. And certainly in terms of tourists, which you mentioned, there were, in the years after the Games, there were fewer international tourists to Australia, which is not unusual with big events because people tend to bring their travel plans forward and then they don't come back straight away, or perhaps in many cases at all if it's a distant destination like Australia.
So David, to cast our minds back 20 years, what were some of the highlights from the Sydney Olympics?
Well, I think the one that most people remember, I suppose, was on the ABC TV on Sunday night, which is Cathy Freeman winning the 400 metres. An astonishing event. I'm pleased to say I was there and up in the nosebleeds in the standard Olympic Park and the stadium. Certainly, the opening ceremony, if you're talking about those big moments, it was a very successful games from that point of view, that it had these kind of big memorable moments that people still talk about and you devote entire documentary programs to.
And how did the Games impact Australia's international relations with other countries?
Yeah, it's there's this whole field of sports diplomacy which concerns how you can use sport as a tool for international exchange and cooperation. And, I mean, after the Games, Australia developed its sports diplomacy strategy, and it's had two, actually. It's got a new one, just out, called Sport Diplomacy 2030. So, Games are useful internationally if they go well, and they don't always go well. So, for example, Atlanta in 1996 generally was not regarded as very successful Games. It seemed to be overly commercialized, not too well organized, and of course it had a domestic terrorism bombing in a nearby park. So there's a big risk that goes with to international reputation that goes with holding a Games. And I think on whole, it worked well for Australia. One of its benefits was that it's exported its expertise in event management and that kind of thing around the world. So you see Australians, for example, involved in London 2012 still, and who sort of cut their teeth, so to speak, in Sydney 2000.
And outside of the international impact and our reputation around the world, is it clear how the Games impacted Australia internally?
Internally, it was a big area of controversy for some time. People kind of forget that when the Games were won in 1993, before and leading right up to the Games, there were people saying, we shouldn't be doing this. It's it's a waste of money. It's bringing all these difficulties that that we don't want. And one of the big issues was around Indigenous Australia. So there were some suggestions, for example, that Indigenous people might boycott the Games, that indeed some African nations might boycott the Games because of the treatment of Australian Indigenous people. And I think that one of the changes, and I don't want to exaggerate it, but if you think back of the, if you like, the iconography of the Games, the look of the Games, they were deeply Indigenous from the first landing of starting of the torch relay from Uluru, the Cultural Olympiad, Festival of the Dreaming, the opening ceremony with 5 out of 7 sections being heavily Indigenous themed, Cathy Freeman lighting the cauldron, winning the 400 metres, and the closing ceremony with Christine Arnoux singing My Island Home, plus political demonstrations, if you like, in favour of Indigenous Australia through clothing of Midnight Oil and Savage Garden. So one of the changes, I think, positive changes, is that that there is no possibility now of any representation of Australia without a serious and profound representation of Indigenous Australia. I think that's important. And the other thing, another advantage I would suggest was that it gave real impetus to the Paralympics, and that had an important ripple effect across the Australian sporting landscape.
We're speaking with Professor David Rowe from the Western Sydney University about the 2000 Sydney Olympics and its impact it had on the country. And 20 years on, David, would you say Australia is still feeling the impacts from hosting the Olympics?
Well, it's talked about still. There's an enormous amount of nostalgia about it. I would point out, there are people voting today, voting age today, who weren't born then. So obviously, it has a different meaning for younger people. But there is a great level of, I think, substantial level of goodwill towards the Games. People remember it. So, I mean, ultimately, Olympics and sport mega events, they're about a party having a very big and expensive party. And this was just that. Now, you might say, well, the thing about parties is that, they happen and they're a great time, and you have a great time, and then a little later, they just like recede into memory. Well, what I think the Olympics do, the Sydney 2000 Olympics, it's not the first time, of course, we held the Olympics in Australia. We also held them in 1956, in just at the point of the television age emerging. And so, people still think back at the 1956 Olympics as a time where Australia started to engage with the world in the post-war era. I think in the case of Sydney 2000, it was kind of a lucky Games in some ways, in that, can you imagine what would have been the case if, for example, there had been the 9/11 had happened a year earlier, literally just at the point at which the Games were about to start, or if, as now, there was a global pandemic which caused the Tokyo 2020 Olympics to be postponed and possibly may not even happen next year. I think we also have to think about those, or what might have happened. But on the whole, what I think we remember is that it was a time of a lot of fun in Sydney. It rippled across the nation in a variety of ways. People had a good time, and then it passed.
David, it was a pleasure chatting with you this morning.
Cheers. Thanks very much.